A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 6. He who gives himself to desires and sensual pleasures and lives according to the world's way will quickly be caught in the nets of sin. And sin, when once committed, is like a fire put to straw, a stone rolling down hill, or a torrent eating away its banks. Such pleasures then bring complete perdition on him who embraces them. St. Theodoros the Great uses apt similes to depict the action of sin, fire attached to straw, a boulder rolling down the slope. Perhaps this description of destructiveness of sin seems a bit exaggerated. However, this feeling comes when the sensitivity to sin weakens or even disappears in the soul. Just as calloused hands thickened by hard work lose their sense of fine things, so a soul often wounded by sin loses its sense of the sin's gravity. And this is the state that St. Theodoros wants us to draw attention to. But he does not stop at pointing out the consequences of sin. He gives advice on how to create a suitable spiritual environment that can help us resist sin. This advice lies in the attention we pay to our desires, the sensual pleasures, and offering that leads us to adopt the way of life of the world. A good discrimination and rejection of harmful provocations from the world is a good prevention against sin. Saint Isaac the Syrian says, "While your offense is small, pluck it up so that it does not spread and cover the whole field. Don't be obvious to in easy mistakes, because later they will become a crueler ruler who will drive you like a bound slave." Let us begin with a training of attention according to the advice of St. Theodoros the Great, so that we retain sensitivity to sin and do not become its slaves. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.